Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. How can I help you?
I don't know. I missed a call from you.
Oh, yes. We're conducting a statewide opinion poll. Would you like to participate and answer just a few questions?
Well, what kind of a poll is it?
It's on gun safety.
Oh, gun safety?
Yes, sir.
What's this poll for? What's the reason for it?
It's about approving laws or not approving laws.
Oh, well, I'm a pro-gun person.
Okay. Well, your opinion is valuable. Are you 18 at least and a legal resident of Ohio?
I am a legal resident of Ohio, and I am over 18.
Thank you, sir. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
I am registered.
Thank you, sir. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
It is a major responsibility.
Thank you.
Of ownership.
A firearm. Yeah, thank you, sir. Sorry for interrupting you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with the key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock, trigger lock, store in a container that is not see-through, and store in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot responsibly gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would oppose it.
Oppose it. Thank you.
Yep.
Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
Only if there was a child involved in the home. Only if there's a child in the home. Otherwise, no.
Okay, so you oppose that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearms amongst youth?
No, I'd oppose it because they'd kill themselves anyway using something else.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns? Stolen guns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stolen weapons.
Yeah. I would oppose it.
Oppose it. Thank you. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose. A lock container or case?
I oppose that because what's the use in having a gun in your home if you're going to protect yourself? You don't have time to unlock it. Somebody comes
okay.
in.
I understand. Oh.
Here, wait a minute. Hold on while I unlock my gun case so I can shoot you.
I understand. And I apologize for laughing, but it was funny.
Yeah.
A lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Do you support or oppose?
I oppose all that.
Thank you. Next question. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
I still oppose it.
A combination lock?
I oppose it.
Biometric identifiers such as a fingerprint?
I still oppose it.
Thank you. Next question. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
No, shouldn't. No, absolutely
should not.
No.
Okay. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secure? If it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot responsibly gain access to it, do you think it is secure or it is not secure?
It's secure.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that require that gun to be stored securely?
It all depends on what you mean by securely.
Away from minors, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it could be on a holster and still be secure. But it doesn't have to be in a lock hole. In a holster, but
okay,
still
so
secure.
You will support or oppose that, or undecided?
I'll support it, I guess. I don't know. I'm undecided on it.
Okay. Searches of home and cars often require law enforcement to get search warrants. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored? And if it also includes language clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant, do you support or oppose?
As far as I'm concerned, they shouldn't be allowed in your home without a search warrant for any reason.
Yeah, in this case, it's the fact that you have a firearm in your house, supposedly it's secure.
I'm legal to have a firearm in my home, so there's no reason for them to search my home without a search warrant. Shouldn't.
Okay, so you oppose that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Do you support or oppose?
These questions are, like, confusing.
They are. If you can also choose to be undecided. I mean, you know.
Yeah. How many more questions are there? Because I'm about done.
We have three more. We at 70% now.
Three more. Okay. I'm going to oppose that last one.
Okay. Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Do you support, oppose, undecided?
Support.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Do you support, oppose, undecided?
I support that.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. Your age is from 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you, sir. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I guess I would just be white.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you, sir. That will be the end of our survey. I appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.